Saudi Arabia continues its deadly air campaign against Yemen as the civilian death toll from the war keeps rising. In the latest attacks, Saudi fighter jets carried out several air raids on regions in Ma'adir province. Warplanes also pounded residential neighborhoods in Taiz, killing nearly 30 people, many of them women and children. Riyadh has been bombing Yemen for nearly 5 months now. The daily airstrikes have taken the lives of at least 5,000 people, mostly civilians. They've also put millions in dire need of basic supplies. Yemen's Ansarullah movement and allied army units have stepped up their attacks on Saudi soil. Yemeni forces pounded military sites with at least 17 rockets and shells. For the first time, the Yemeni army also fired a ballistic missile into the southwestern corner of the kingdom. The short-range ballistic missile targeted the latest Saudi, or the largest Saudi military base, I should say, in the Jazan region. Meanwhile, the pro-Ansarullah Al-Masira TV channel said a number of Saudi troops were killed when their vehicles came under attack by Yemeni fighters. Saudis were trying to retake several military sites in the Jarrah Valley from Ansarullah fighters. Yemenis are holding a ceremony to commemorate the start of a movement launched by the late Ansarullah leader Hussein Badruddin al-Houthi. The creation of the movement, which started in 2002, has been one of the pivotal moments in Yemeni history. Press TV's Muhammad Al-Attab has more now in this following report.
Yemenis have held a ceremony in the capital Sana'a to commemorate the beginning of a campaign launched by Ansarullah's late leader Hussein Badruddin al-Houthi in 2002. During the event, speakers highlighted the importance of the movement and say the campaign which the late leader started will continue against the true enemies of Islam.
We came here to mark the anniversary of the beginning of the Houthi movement, which has resonated nationwide when it started in a remote era in Sadaha. From the beginning, we were aware of the hefty price that we would have to pay for taking such a position. The latest evidence is inhumane crimes committed against the Yemeni people.
The popular event also included an exhibition that showcased the atrocities committed by Saudi Arabia's aerial bombardment and its mercenaries on the ground. This painting, the female artist says, portrays Saudi Arabia and its alliance as tools who are implementing U.S. and Israeli policies in Yemen and the region.
Our exhibition aims at sending a message to the international community about the Saudi massacres committed against the Yemeni civilians. This painting, in which I have drawn a snake that has evolved itself around Yemen, represents mercenaries from different Arab countries and Saudi Arabia, while they are led by the US and Israel.
Most of the participants here consider the movement as a way to make distinction between justice and the injustice. They say the movement, which started over a decade ago, is a very relevant, particularly now when Yemen is facing a relentless aggression by Saudi Arabia. The Saudi-led war has already claimed the lives of nearly 500 people, and the Riyadh imposed siege has pushed nearly 12 million civilians, 80% of the population, to brinks of poverty. The Yemenis continue to face a genocidal war on a daily basis since the beginning of the Saudi invasion late March, and events like this exhibition give the people the chance to see from close the signs of sufferings as well as the achievements that resistance against the Saudi war have brought about. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.